I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we continued our series of interviews conducted at the 40th annual Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago, where we had the chance to meet up with several of our talented authors. In our last episode, we spoke with Andrea Friederici Ross, author of two SIU Press titles, Edith, the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, published in 2020, and Sisters of Influence, a biography of Zena, Amy, and Rose Faye, which just released this week on October 14th. A real-life Little Women, Sisters of Influence is the untold story of three extraordinary sisters who defied Victorian-era expectations to leave their marks on history. Andrea Friederici Ross breathes new life into the fascinating stories of Zena, Amy, and Rose Faye, intertwining their narratives into a captivating family biography. Born into modest circumstances as daughters of an Episcopal rector and a poet, the seven Faye siblings' upbringing in small-town Vermont was shaped by financial struggles, rare educational opportunities, and the early loss of their mother. While their sisters pursued traditional paths and their brother Norman helped them all, Zena, Amy, and Rose boldly charted their own courses, becoming trailblazers in music, writing, and women's advocacy. Zena Faye Pierce envisioned a life of intellectual partnership with her husband, philosopher Charles Sanders Pierce, only to find her dreams frustrated by domestic expectations. Undeterred, she became a writer and a conservative feminist, championing improved education for women and pioneering cooperative housekeeping initiatives. Despite challenges, Zena's vision for women's empowerment laid a foundation for future reform. Amy Faye, a gifted pianist, pursued music studies abroad, including under the tutelage of Franz Liszt. Her letters home, filled with vivid accounts of her experiences in Europe, were edited into a memoir by Zena and published to critical acclaim. As a concert pianist, music teacher, and advocate for women in music, Amy inspired generations of women to follow their artistic passions. Rose Faye Thomas, initially a quiet supporter of her sisters, emerged as a formidable force in her own right, becoming a founder of the Anti-Cruelty Society. Her leadership in Chicago's Amateur Musical Club and the National Federation of Music Clubs helped shape the American classical music scene. As the wife of conductor Theodore Thomas, Rose played a pivotal role in establishing the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Her later writings on gardening and her husband's life further solidified her legacy. Through her exploration of the Faye sisters' lives, Ross illuminates the shifting roles of women during a transformative era. From advocating for women's education to advancing the arts and social reform, Zena, Amy, and Rose exemplify the resilience and determination that bridge the restrictive norms of the Victorian age and the activism of the progressive era. Their remarkable journeys will inspire readers to reimagine the possibilities of women's contributions to history and culture. We continue our interview with author Andrea Friederici Ross this week. Did she have a favorite part of Sisters of Influence to write?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I really like the anti-cruelty part of it all, because that's very close to my heart. Well, as is the Chicago Symphony stuff. But I think in the end, my favorite sister might have been Amy, who was the pianist, because she was vivacious and loved life, and I think was maybe the easiest of all the sisters. So I really enjoyed learning about her. She wrote a book of her own, which was very well received at the time, Music Study in Germany, which was based on her letters home to her family. And really, my whole book, Sisters of Influence, is heavily based on the sisters' correspondence to each other, which was kept. So I have all of their letters to each other, and it's just fun to read them and to spend some time with these interesting ladies.
It's a really cool process.
No, it is, yeah. It's a little bumpy for me, but it worked in the end, I think. I hope. Yeah.
We asked her to speak to the importance of getting previously overlooked stories told, especially those of historical women who might not yet be known by modern audiences, but who have impacted history nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many stories of forgotten women who did so much in their time period, but in a lot of cases, their records weren't kept, right? So the trick to a lot of this is finding the original sources, finding a place where the woman's papers were kept. And often it's because she was married to a powerful man or is the daughter of some powerful man or something. But that's kind of the tricky part of all of this. But what I really enjoy about the sisters' stories was that, you know, with the exception of Xena, who really kind of set out to change a woman's world. You know, she was trying to redefine a woman's job, a woman's role in life. The other two, they followed their passions, and in so doing, they broadened the road for the other women who came behind them, which I think is important right now. I think that what we all need to do is use our own strengths and our own words to follow our passions and move those things forward. And if we all do that in all our different areas, then it does move the women's cause forward, but in a very gentle way.
Sisters of Influence, a biography of Xena, Emmy, and Rose Faye, is now available. You can buy your own copies of this book and Edith, the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear another interview from Printers Row Litfest. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.